Winterheart786 commented on cuddling with girlfriend in bed and said, "Nothing more jarring than a loud energy drink ad right after this." I'm so sorry. That sounds like a horrible way to be startled awake. Alcatraz Island 5 commented on tending to your wounds during zombie apocalypse and said, "A fantastic first audio, and look at what you've accomplished more than a year later." Thank you so much. It's funny how my first audio was pretty different from the direction I took the rest of my channel. I mean, not so different, but like a zombie apocalypse is kind of a different genre than what I do now, for the most part. Kevin Clayton commented on "Your Crush Confesses to You While You Sleep" and said, "The audio is great, but the art is god tier." I know, Sam Yang, check him out if you haven't already. Rake commented on "Bad Girl Takes Care of You at a Party" and said, "Hi, I'm after a fucking congert. I'm literally flying in my chair right now. From what I can understand, I think you're at a concert, which is a little confusing to me because I don't know why you would be listening to ASMR while you're at a concert, but I appreciate the comment. Jake Smash commented on "Sassy Classmate Breaks Into Your Room While You're Asleep" and said, "I would call the police if it was anybody else, but Glow gets a pass." Thank you for making an exception for me. I appreciate it. Blindluck92 commented on "Becoming Roommates with Your Best Friend's Older Sister" and said, "Her, Barbie as the Princess and the Pauper, is a cinematic masterpiece. Me, I saw it with my little sister years ago. You're not wrong. Supremely relatable topic, BTW. Thanks for the audio, Glow." Aw, thank you. I'm glad you like it. And yeah, 100%, Barbie as the Princess and the Pauper is incredible. Joe Mama commented, "She's got beef with Phineas and Ferb." I didn't mean it. I do like Phineas and Ferb. Okay. Maybe not as much as Hannah Montana, but I don't hate Phineas and Ferb, I promise. Jeremiah R. commented, "This girl has exquisite taste in movies. Edit, I take it back, she insulted Phineas and Ferb." I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I swear. Sarah commented, "Team Edward or Team Jacob?" I don't really have that strong an opinion on this, but I think Team Edward. Tamim Moran commented on seeing your childhood friend on a plane and said, "You should make a VR version of this video." A VR version? Like a virtual reality version? I don't even know how I would begin to do that, but I think that's a really cool idea. Tails Hay commented on "Truth or Dare Leads to a Confession" and said, "Wait, is the accomplice and interrogation part a reference to the Vampire Girlfriends series? Can't believe Glow already had her Glow universe so early on." The funny thing is, that was actually totally unintentional and pure coincidence. Because at that point, I hadn't even decided that I was going to make a vampire roleplay. But yeah. Dog Warlord commented on "Becoming Roommates with Your Best Friend's Older Sister" and said, "Yes, finally someone who likes the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man." I know, he's my favorite. I'm glad you agree. Chew Dynasty commented on "Flirty Ex-Girlfriend Sees You at a Party" and said, "Could have sworn I've heard this before unless I'm tripping, lol." You're not tripping. Yeah, that's a remake of one of my older audios. Yeah, I just wanted to remake it in better quality and also change up the script quite a bit. Grog Mails, I'm not sure how you say it, commented on "Flirty Ex-Girlfriend Sees You at a Party" and said, "I'm at least glad it's more wholesome and she didn't cheat or anything." Yeah, the original that I made, even though she didn't cheat, she was kind of a little toxic, I think. And so I wanted to remake it and make her a little more forgivable. So, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna end this here. Thank you guys for listening. I love you. Bye.